Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next two guests, Gary and AJ. They are, well, I guess, the guys running the upcoming charity event, Yachties vs. Street Angels. Thanks, guys.
Yay! Yeah.
Good to meet with you, Rhea.
Thanks for inviting us to the show.
Of course. And so we've got two members of opposing teams. We have Gary of the Street Angels, and we have AJ of the Yachties. Who's winning this year?
I think the Yachties have got it this year, Rhea. Yeah, we played last year, and even though they're called the Street Angels, they're far from angels, I tell you. They were cheating all over the pitch. I think they paid the referee. Now we've got a really good Yachty team together this game, this season, and we know the referee as well, so I think we've got it. But it's a charity match, and it's all for good fun as well, because I know that Gary puts his heart and soul into this, so you know we might give him a little chance.
So charitable.
Unless Gary manages to raise a bit more money to, you know, pawn off to the referee behind the scenes, right? Who's the referee this year?
Who was it?
TBC. TBC. To be confirmed.
Basically, he can't say now because he knows that I'll be in touch with him and say, hey. No, it was a very good turnout. Last year, we done it. All the guys come down for the 11v11. You know, it was quite funny as well because I get 11 yachties that I've not even met before, you know, and then I get maybe a quick training an hour before, and then we've got to play these Street Angels who've been playing like many years together. And then we've got to hope to beat them, you know. But it was great fun last year. We had a good turnout. We had about 15 yachties come down and play, and was rolling on and rolling off subs. We collected quite a bit for charity, and then you know, there's a barbecue after. We all got medals and trophies and stuff like that. It was a good day. Yeah, good day. Glad I was involved. This year is going to get messy because it's been sponsored by the Anchor Bar as well, which is a local sports bar here, and they we go down there, watch the football and stuff, and you know, the shots come out and stuff like that. But they're laying on some like a free food afterwards and some beers for the guys and stuff like that. So thank you to the Anchor Bar for laying that on. And I can see it getting a little bit more messy this year. there's more involved as well. So, yeah, it's going to get messier.
So realistically, people can come down. They can cheer on whoever their favorite side is. And then it's a party afterward.
Yeah. Basically, that is it. But, you know, the whole, obviously, the pinnacle of it is to try and raise awareness for men's health and give a bit to these charities. Yachting Gives Back and the Street Angels as well.
I'm going to go to Gary at this point because, AJ, you're just not stopping talking. Gary, tell me a little bit about Street Angels. What is it? What do they do? What do they need to raise money for? What is the purpose of Street Angels?
Okay, good question. So, Richie, it's very much the name on the tin. Street Angels work on the streets, predominantly in the summer, between the months of May and end of October, depending on how long the seasons last. And really there to help vulnerable people. So the vulnerables could be somebody who's lost, can't find their way back to the hotel. It could be something more serious whereby someone's been sexually assaulted or been physically hurt. So we're there to clean up the mess between those hours. We work very closely with the police and the ambulance and really try and build that community spirit whereby people can feel safe during those hours. So that's the main purpose. And the direction we're now trying to take into Rhea is to, there's still a need outside the summer months, and it's Street Angels space, safe space for men, whereby a lot of the people that we deal with on the streets do share their mental battles, their mental issues, their challenges, their stresses and their burdens. And we don't want to stop in October. So the purpose, part of the purpose of a Rageless Charity Match is really to, as AJ said, create that awareness and also for street angels to now start be creating safe spaces in the non-summer months whereby men or whoever can come together and share and speak and feel safe without the, you know, the stigma of feeling weak or unashamed, just really getting rid of those unhelpful messages.
Nice. So definitely a worthy cause. And AJ, tell us a little bit about Yachting Gives Back.
Oh, Yachting Gives Back is the other charity that we are all playing for and raising some cash for. And this very worthy charity here in Mallorca, they basically, Nick here from Mallorca, works very hard and supporting like a lot of local charities here, like that include the homeless, people that haven't got any food here. They're also helping around 200 Ukraine refugees as well, which was very, very nice. And the guys basically have got zero overhead. Nick does this off of his own back. And it's like, so all of the money that they collect goes to straight, you know, to all of these charities, 100% of the money, which is really good. And I do say if there is any yachties that have come back, you know, throughout the season and they don't want to, you know, they've got stuff on board that they don't need, like food, linen, you know, there's lots of drinks and stuff like that. You know, as a captain, I know that we've got all of this abundance of stuff when we come back and there might not be any more trips. We always give it to Yachting Gives Back because they can, you know, make people warm, feed people. And it goes directly to them. So if you can contact Nick, you know, on the usual platforms from Facebook, if you go to Yachting Gives Back, he's got his number there as well. You can contact him and arrange for him to come and pick it up. He even comes around, picks it up straight outside your yacht, and then goes and delivers it around the island. So yeah, I can't speak highly enough of them guys. It's a really nice thing what they're doing. So get involved, yachties.
Yeah, well, and how are you raising money then? How are you getting the funds in? Do people have to pay to go to the event? Are they sponsoring Yachty? How does that work?
So we've got iBet sponsoring the event, I should say, the anchor bar that AJ mentioned. And there's also a place where people can donate. There's a raffle prize draw on the day, which gives people the opportunity to donate directly. And also going to the site, so the Street Angel site and also Yachty Gives Back, whereby people can donate directly. And for Street Angels, the main, where the donations are going, linked to what I said earlier, here, is we want to also start recruiting counsellors or training counsellors. There's a huge need on this island where the demand outstrips the supply. And that's my profession, as you know, counselling, and I know there's not enough of us. So the idea behind Street Angel is that the big picture is we can provide a counselling service for people who are in need and necessarily can't afford to receive counselling. So that's really what businesses to come alongside and support us and get this, make this happen, that space whereby you've got counsellors, professional counsellors in different areas where it's anxiety, addiction, grief, anger, people who are experts in those areas. And normally our expertise comes from our own experience. So people who have been through this and can relate to it, we're really to say, well, have you considered going down this path? And even if it's not on a professional basis, coming alongside as a volunteer, whereby they can give support just by being there, listening, is a huge help. Once more, it's about creating that safe space.
Well, and I have to say, you know, we have had the past 2 years has been chaotic. What you do is needed, not just in Mallorca, but pretty much every port across the planet.
Yeah.
So I often say that, without sounding American, but everybody needs a counsellor, not necessarily a professional counsellor, but that space or that person that they can go to. And often it's that space outside of our home and outside of our work. We just want somebody who's neutral, who just to listen to us without feeling judged or look down upon. So yeah, the need is great, and for the reasons that you just mentioned, Ria, it's only going to intensify, which is why there's a big drive now to encourage people to you know, consider counselling or any form of mentoring and support.
Well, and you're also encouraging everybody to grow their stashes.
Oh, yeah, November. Yeah, it's right. This is going to look well funny on Gary, isn't it? I think that's why Gary's got his hoodie back on back to front today. So pull it over his moustache.
Stash is for November. Is that just going to be fun? I mean, you're not necessarily raising any money on that side of things. It's just an added bonus to raise awareness.
I don't know. I think people can raise money for it. You know, if they're betting with their friends and stuff like that, who can do the best tash and, you know, who actually survives the whole month, because it does get itchy up there.
everyone's, I know. Like,
you're not going to be able to do it, you know. Maybe, you know, the guys can do that, or we could do that within the teams or something, and we could do a little prize for the best tash at the end of the month or something like that, and get all the boys involved who's growing it. But it does create the awareness of men's health as well, so, which is the main thing.
Yeah, definitely. We have to raise more awareness about that. Now, when is this taking place and where?
It's taking place this Saturday, 5th of November, fireworks, deliberately chosen. And it's at Sonfrere again. Kickoff is at 2 p.m.
Is there any transportation at the ranch?
Yeah, I would expect the yachties to swim there as they can to the ground. But, yeah. And that's why, Rhea, we're so confident, because we're asking sea people to play a land game. You know, it's not going to work. Street angels on land, we're natural. We're going to win a football match. It just goes. Yeah. I'm a man of logic.
They're from the streets.
A little bit of smack talking going on here.
Oh, no, look at this. I'm going to have to round my team up and like get them up for this. Oh, yeah. But we, there's no, because the island's it only takes an hour to get from one side to another. Everyone makes their own ways there and stuff like that. And, it's not too far from anywhere. It's only about 20 minutes away from Palmer. So the guys will probably come up in the cars and in taxis and stuff like that. Taxis are fairly cheap. But, if any supporters want to come up and watch as well, obviously, you're more than welcome to get involved as well. Come up and see the prize giving and watch the game, which is always good fun. And get a chance to see the yachties win this year.
Although I must correct, because it feels like the game was last year, but it was actually this year. It was in April this year, the match.
Was it in April?
And the people I speak to, everyone refers to it as last year, and it does.
Yeah, I keep saying last year ago. Because we were in seasons, Gary.
Yeah, it was just before you guys went off on the boats.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, I think two years enough, I think.
Yeah. two spankings a year to more than two.
Yeah, I can't lose that many times.
I mean, you know what? I'm not one for like joining a crowd or anything, but I'm almost tempted to make my way out there just for a laugh.
Oh, bless you. That's nice of you. It's good. Yeah, it is good fun. It's good to watch. Bit of carnage going on the pitch and then off the pitch. So it's very good.
Nice. Well, guys, I want to say thank you. And I'm really looking forward to maybe we can have you back afterwards and we can see who won and see who was better at the smack talking and who was better actually on the field.
Definitely.
I like it.
We should have a little meeting afterwards. But is it all right if I give another shout to our other sponsor as well, which is Wave Uniforms, which is a local uniform company for yachts here on in Mallorca. They've supplied like the yachties, the football kit and stuff. So shout out to Wave Uniforms. Anything, any yachties out there that need the uniform, just go to Wave Uniforms for us and check them out. They're very good. We get our uniform off them every season, and they're very good for that. And they're just based in Santa Catalina. If you want to go down, nice big shop down there they've got, so you can just walk in and start choosing what you want. Also to Anchor Bar, and who else was it, Gary?
Ibex Insurance.
Ibex Insurance,
We will make sure to provide all of the links for not only the sponsors, but of course, the charities that this is in aid of. If you are interested in checking them all out, please do look for the links, click on them, and they'll take you directly to where you need to go. Good luck this weekend, guys.
Luck's not an option, Ria. It's all about skill, and we've got this.
It's all about the moustache.
See your moustache on the kit.
Well, how many do you have on your team, Gary?
Oh, we get a calculator out.
So you've got a lot. How many have you signed? You've got a few?
Yeah.
We've got 15 signed up so far. But I think by the end of the week, we're going to be at least 20, I think. 20 strong.
And let me ask you, the actual game. Now, is this like full contact? Like, do we see some like real serious action on the field?
There's no holding back. It's no. Football.
And so what you're saying is almost like a Canadian hockey game.
I'd have to watch a Canadian hockey game.
It's more like an English Sunday pub team game. That's what it's more like. And yeah, you do have to wear your shin pads. Like I said, they're called street angels, but this angel thing goes straight out the window when they get on the pitch, I tell you.
Well, you forget, AJ, angels are there to defend people, to protect.
So, gentlemen, I wish you both luck this coming Saturday. And yeah, I encourage everybody to head to all the links below to make sure that they know what's going on and, you know, give you something to do this weekend, and all for a great cause. And it'll be a good show.
Cheers, Gary. See you on the pitch on Saturday. Yeah, please, everyone, get down and join us for a good day down at Sonferair, 2 o'clock kickoff.
It's 14 hours.
Get there for about 1 o'clock if you want to see us warm up in our nice tight pants.
I think they'll be warming up the night before at the Anchor Bar, but we'll see.
Right. Once again, the smack talk has been between Gary, who is heading the Street Angels, and AJ, who is heading the Yachty's team. The event is Yachty's vs. Street Angels, and it is happening this Saturday in Mallorca, November 5th. We'll provide all those details. Yeah, head on over. You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time. Bye.